Improve it, peeps. Welcome to the show. I'm Erin Teal. I'm your host. If you are new to the show, welcome. And if you're an OG, welcome back. If we've never met, I am the founder of the professional development company Improve It, also the name of this show. I am the host of this show as well as a new author. I had a book hit shelves in February of 2024, and it is called I See You, A Leader's Guide to Energizing Your Team Through Radical Empathy. And it was one of the coolest experiences of my life to create and write this book for you. It's been so amazing to hear not only from the peeps community, but hear from people who are joining the community after reading the book. So I'm so excited. Either way, if you're new, if you're a first-time listener, or if you've been listening to this show for a while, stay tuned because I got some updates for you. But just some quick history on Improve It. We are a professional development company, and our purpose is to elevate how you work through play. We are an improv-infused talent development for a new generation of work. Now, if you clicked play on this show, it's because you are a people leader and you care deeply about the people that you leave or you lead, not leave. Don't leave them yet. The people that you lead, and you care about the lives that you touch. You want to make this world a better place. So today's title is What's an LSD Day and Why Are People Obsessed? And hint, it's not what you think. I'm just going to let you know right here, right now, it's not a drug. Okay. An LSD Day does not include drugs. Where's HR? Thank you for calling in. In fact, speaking of calling in, that is going to be the new format of this show moving forward. We want to hear from you, our amazing peeps community. What keeps you up at night? What questions do you have about the book? What questions do you have about your career? How can we help you solve them with our improv-infused activities? That's what happened here today. We heard from one of our amazing peeps. This is an anonymous peep who had a question. So let's take a moment and listen to that question now.
Hi, Erin. Longtime Improve It peep here. I love in your book when you talk about having an LSD day, aka a lightsaber day. I love having mine each month. I go thrifting and it's something I really look forward to each month. I have decent PTO at my job, but what would you suggest as a best practice to speak with upper management to make this a company-wide initiative?
Okay. Thank you, peep, for this question. Such a good cue. Let's just start off by defining an LSD day because you still are in the dark about what that is. LSD stands for light saver day. Light saver day. So I want you to picture this. You have had a full day at the office, all right? In fact, you even got up extra early to go to the gym before you got to work. You worked that 9 to 5:30, and then at 6 o'clock, you trucked across town to a networking event that you had in the evening from 6 to 8:30. You get home at 8:30, throw off your work clothes, pile yourself into a chair, and just collapse from exhaustion because you've done this, guess what? Three nights this week. This is your day today. This is your new normal. That's what happens when we start to lower our candle. My husband calls this burning the candle. And when my candle is low, he looks at me and he goes, "You're burning that candy." What we want to have is what I like to call big wick energy. I said wick, y'all. Big wick energy. We do that by having an LSD day, a day that is preventative from helping us not burn out, a day that allows us to do our favorite things, whether it's going thrifting like our peeps person here, whether it's roaming the shelves at Home Goods, whether it's playing pickleball or tennis, or whether it's just lying on your couch and watching Netflix, whatever fills you up, you give yourself a dedicated day on the calendar. You schedule it in advance. So you start to prevent burnout before it starts. Now, here was our peeps problem. She is doing this LSD day, which was, again, coming from the book. It's NICU. She was doing it on her own. She was doing it with her team, but she wants to make this a company-wide initiative, and she wants the support of senior leadership to jump on board and make this something that everyone can benefit from, not just her team. So I'm going to take a page out of my own book, literally and figuratively here, because I want to just read you a portion of it that I think is super helpful. So this is from page 34. It is a chapter called Burning the Candle, and it is chapter 2. So how to know when the candle is burning low. Burnout is real, and it affects many professionals, especially after a global pandemic. A study in Gallup's Global Workplace 2021 report showed that workplace stress around the world reached a record high in 2020 during the coronavirus outbreaks. This study showed that 43% of people from over 100 countries claimed to have experienced consistent stress throughout their workdays, rising from 38% in 2019. To add smoke to the flame, the increase of remote work has caused employees to burn out at a rapid rate. According to Indeed's Employee Burnout Report by Christy Threkeld, 53% of virtual or work-from-home employees are working more hours now than they were in the office. Nearly one-third, or 31%, say they are working much more than before the pandemic. If you are questioning whether you are experiencing burnout and burning the candle down to a nub, here are a few signals that your light needs to be blown out for a while. You have trouble getting to sleep and staying asleep. You are cynical at work and have little to no patience. Small tasks feel like large hurdles. You frequently get the Sunday scaries and fear the week ahead. You constantly feel anxious and on edge. You work longer hours than expected of you just to keep up. You have little to no motivation to complete daily tasks. If you are questioning whether you are close to burning out, chances are you probably are. That was, again, from chapter 2 of I See You. Okay, I truly, after reading the words that I wrote, was like, oh my God, am I burned out right now? Am I burned out? And to be honest with you, I haven't had an LSD day in about 2 months. So I am preaching this right now. I'm talking the talk, but mama needs to walk the walk. As I was reading off those symptoms, I was like, your girl is tired. So, and even this is just serendipitous. Sometimes you teach what you need to know. Even like hitting record on today's episode, I had to hit stop 4 times. The first time it was just a technical glitch. Second time, John, my husband, came into our like shared bathroom and the toilet was running and I was sure y'all could hear it. The third time, I forgot the book that I was going to read from. So here we are, fourth time's the charm, I guess they say. And this hit right on the nose. All right. So if you resonated with any of those symptoms of burnout, I want you to listen up because this LSD day can really, really help. So pulled straight from the book is an activity that you can do on your own. It's a solo activity called Light Savers. And I'm going to give you step-by-step action on how to put this into action. So step one, you're going to take a sheet of paper. It could even be the notes section of your phone. And you're going to make a list of all the things that you love to do. Okay. What brings you joy? Is it painting, reading, coloring, writing, sleeping, or walking through Home Goods? Home Goods just keeps coming up. You're going to set a timer for 5 minutes and you're going to write down as many things as you can that make you happy. And I don't want you to overthink yourself. I just want you to write. Don't judge, just write. And then you're going to keep this list after you finish with that timer in 5 minutes, somewhere you can see it or somewhere you have easy access to it. This is now called your bliss list. Now, here's step two. When you feel that your candle is burning low, you're going to refer to one of the items on your bliss list and take time to make it happen. So maybe you schedule an hour at the end of the day to paint, to read, or to color in an adult coloring book. Oh my God, I love those y'all so much. Perhaps you get up earlier for a run, you give yourself an extra hour or two of sleep, or get a coffee and roam the aisles of Home Goods for a decorative vase. Whatever your lightsaber is, make time to do it. By taking moments of time to save your light, you will save yourself many future moments of darkness. Now, if you want to make this a group activity, I got your back. Here are the 6 steps to make this into an activity you can do with your team. It's also called Lightsaber Day. So step one, you're going to explain to your team the importance of banishing burnout before it begins and why self-care is the utmost priority for the team. Now, step two, you're going to ask your team to do the above lightsaber activity on their own. So they're going to create their own bliss list. And when I said above, I'm reading this right from the book. So that was the activity I just shared with you. So create their bliss list. And step three, you're going to block time on your team's calendar for a lightsaber day. Now at Improve It, we call this an LSD day for short, but I want you to go with what feels right for your human resources department. Now, this could be a half day or a full day, depending on your bandwidth. Here is step four. At least a few days before the scheduled lightsaber day, you're going to schedule a team meeting for everyone to share the activity they're going to do during the event. This will hold everyone accountable and build excitement. Step five, you're going to encourage the team to take a picture during their lightsaber day. And then when they come back to work the following day or week, post it to a shared folder or on a Slack channel. You're going to celebrate each individual's choice and you're going to encourage people with shared interests to connect about their experience. And then step six, you're going to make this a consistent practice. Lightsaber days could happen every month. You encourage one day per month or even per quarter. The timing is up to you. The most important thing is that you take one for yourself consistently because that sets the tone for the team. Oh my gosh, I gotta tell you. So if you have listened to this show for a while, you know that my team now does 4-day work weeks. So those are considered just constant lightsaber days. Before that, we implemented the lightsaber day practice once a month. And we had an open take as you will vacation policy, but you did have to take 15 days. That was the required minimum. And what happens with open vacation policies that I have found is that if the leader is not really taking vacation, the team decides that then and is looking at the example of the leader. So they don't take a lot of vacation. So we set the minimum at that time to 15 days. And we said, you have to use 1 day a month. It's the lightsaber day. And I got to tell you, it worked so well. We loved it. I would personally also go thrifting, or you hear me talk about Home Goods a lot. I love Home Goods. So I would just love to like roam the shelves and creatively think about things that I would do in my home and come home with lots of vases that my husband is like, why would you buy more of these? But that's just my own problem. But I would share that to our shared Slack channel. We had an LSD Slack channel. Jenna also loves to thrift on our team. Nicole's a big thrifter. Some days we would go on hikes and just be in nature. Sometimes, you know, we just took a day of rest. And it's really whatever fuels you and what your body is craving and needing at that time. But the coolest thing is sharing that experience with your team, allowing your team to get to know you on a personal level by taking time off. And now I can't imagine going back to a 5-day work week. Fridays are a variety of things for me. For example, last Friday, I got a lot of life administrative work done. So it wasn't necessarily an LSD day for me. It was more of a catch-up day. This Friday, I'm going to go to my energy healer, my Reiki master. I'm going to have lunch with some colleagues here in Charleston. And I'm going to go to the doctor. And those are just things that sometimes need to happen. But I really enjoy the colleagues I'm having lunch with. I really enjoy Reiki. It really helps me mentally and physically. So I think this Friday will be an LSD day for me. So you can do whatever heals you, whatever fuels you, but the group activity is really important. The sharing piece is so, so crucial because it allows other people to say, oh, I need to get my LSD day on the calendar. And oh, Nicole loves to thrift. I love to thrift. Hey, where do you go thrift shopping? And having a conversation outside of work that builds a deeper relationship. So take that back for yourself, create that bliss list, and then take it back to your team. Now, I want to let you know part of the question from our Improve It peep was also about how do we make this a company-wide initiative? How do we take this back to senior leadership? Now, I am huge, huge, huge component believer in the book Traction by Gino Wickman. It's an amazing book. And part of the continuous learning that I'm doing with my team is called IDS. I pulled this from Traction. Identify, discuss, and solve. So if you have a leader who would look at an LSD day with a frown, how can you turn that frown upside down and make this a data-driven initiative, a health and wellness initiative, a mental health initiative, a physical health initiative, an employee engagement initiative? The list of initiatives could go on because it's that good. How can you do this for your entire company so it's not just your team benefiting? The first piece, you're going to identify where your team is at. So easy way is to send out a small survey. And one specific question, ask them where they are at on a 1 to 10 scale, 1 being burnout, 10 being I feel great, and have them give you that rating. Take the average of that rating. So let's say 1 is extremely burned out, 10 is I feel so good. If your team comes back with an average of 2 or 3, they're close to burnout. This LSD is going to help prevent it, okay? It's going to help stop where it's at and help prevent it from going further. So that's your identify piece. The second piece of IDS is you're going to discuss or do. So now that you've had your starting data point, I want you over the course of 90 days, a quarter or 3 months, have each team member plan one LSD day on the calendar. So this doesn't mean that they are taking the day off to go on a trip for a wedding. If they're taking the day off to go on a trip with a loved one and do a camping trip that's very restorative for them, that's an LSD day. But it's not going to Jack and Jill's wedding in the Hamptons, all right, and living it up. Because that's a lot of energy giving to other people. This is giving energy back to you. So make sure when they book the LSD day, it is for them, for their mental and physical health. Make sure when they do the LSD days that they take photos and you have some sort of shared space to document. So it could be a Slack channel. As I mentioned, we put them in this LSD Slack channel. You could have a shared folder on Google or Dropbox, wherever you house your documents. But keep the photos as evidence and proof that this is working for your team and what they did during those 90 days. And then the last piece of IDS, identify, discuss, solve, is at the end of the 90 days, you are going to survey your team again on a 1 to 10 scale. one being extreme burnout, 10 being I'm feeling great, and see if it has decreased. So if they were at a 3 before, close to burnout, and after 90 days, you get them at about a 5 or 6, that is proof in the pudding right there that those 3 LSD days that they took over the course of those 3 months helped them tremendously. You're going to take this number, hopefully it's slightly higher, to your senior leadership. And I'm going to tell you this, bonus points if you create a PowerPoint that uses the Gallup study found in ICU that I mentioned earlier, and you put that in there as data and scientific proof that we are burned out according to this data from the Gallup survey. You also add your group's pre-90-day experiment LSD burnout score. You put pictures and slides of your team's LSD days, and you post your 90-day burnout score, which is hopefully a tad bit higher. So you will identify the problem. You will not only discuss it, but you will give solving solutions on how you can continue to prevent burnout for your team with both qualitative and quantitative data. You're going to have case studies here. You're going to be able to discuss them, and then you're going to be able to ask for this to be implemented as the solution. Now, if senior leadership does not concede, I want you to consider just implementing this for your team as best as possible for the amount of PTO that you're given. It could be half days, as I mentioned in the book. It could be you make sure that they do one every other month or once per quarter, depending on the amount of PTO given. So all of that to say, LSD days, lightsaber days, prevent your light, your amazing light, the energy that you so graciously give to others, which is exhausting at times, it prevents that light from burning out. And again, you can find this activity laid out step by step for you in my book, ICU. And we also have a free fillable resource guidebook that gives you this exact activity and all of the activities in the book, which is available inside of the book. There's going to be a barcode and a link for you to go to download, and it will come straight to you via email, and you will have this resource guidebook with you forever. It's fillable. It's like 60 pages, y'all. It's no joke. It's free. So get the book, get the resource guidebook. If you liked this activity, there's so much more. Then you're going to not only do this activity with your team, you're going to implement, you're going to experiment, then you're going to do the IDS, identify, discuss, solve with your leadership team to make this a company-wide initiative. And hopefully with this data, with this increase in morale, with this increase of employee retention, with this increase of employees saying to their friends, I love working at my company. Guess what? I had this day off and here's what I did. And guess what? They encouraged it. You're also looking for that, your net promoter score. But more importantly, this is where I want to end this. You're listening to this show because you give a shit. And I'm sorry if you have kids around. I don't usually swear on this show. I just know you. And I know how much you care about the people that you are spending more time with than your own family. And there's all these red flags about calling a company family. Guess what? When you treat people with love and respect, and you empower them to take care of themselves mentally and physically, that's love. Call it family, call it group, call it synergy. I don't care what you call it. But here's what a red flag really is. Not giving a shit. Making people work until their eyes are crossed and they're so sick of their laptop, they want to throw it across the room. Not allowing the human being to show up at work every single day. That is a red flag. So, oh man, I just went to church. Thank y'all for coming. I also want to hear from you. I want to hear from you so bad. I want to hear your questions, your career hack questions, your career woes. Think of this as like Dear Abby mixed with like an improv-based fun component to it because we have so many tips and tricks up our sleeve that we want to share, but we want, more importantly than anything, to serve you. So send us a question. And how you can do that is by going to the link in our show notes. It's a little recording device called SpeakPipe. You can do it from your phone. You can do it from your computer. It literally takes less than a minute. You hit record, you press stop, it goes directly to our email. We'll use that question to fuel a show. So make sure you leave us a question so we can create content that you care about that will help you and help the people in your life. Oh, y'all know what I'm about to say. I want you to keep failing, keep improving, because this world really does need your light and it needs that special it that only you can bring. I'm so proud of you for pressing play on today's episode. Thank you to our Improve It peep for submitting your questions, and we can't wait to answer more. I'll see you next time.